Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had my share of love abuse.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
Misused.
And I can't help
but to give God glory.
When I think about my story,
oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me
because my enemies,
they did try,
but they couldn't triumph
over me.
Yes, they did try,
but it didn't work.
I'm still here.
I'm still alive.
I'm still blessed.
On my way to my destiny.
Because the favor of God is on my life.
Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life
who abused my love.
They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it
and tried to misuse it.
But I can't help
but to give God glory today
when I think about all I've been through.
And I still came out on the winning side.
And
I don't know about you, but I know
that he favored me.
Because my enemies,
they did try.
Sing it, y'all.
But they couldn't triumph over me.
Because great is he that is in me
than he that's in the world.
That's what they did.
That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies.
But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God. He favored me.
But it would not fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored me.
I spoke life
and prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He favored me.
They whispered about me.
They conspired
against me.
They told a whole lot of lies on me.
But God favored
me.
My character.
My integrity. My faith in God.
My faith in God.
He favored me.
It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak health.
Yeah!
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it.
Everybody, one more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Falling in love, falling in love, falling in love, falling in love. bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Truly, we thank God for another opportunity to be in the land of the living, and we thank God for those two awesome songs, God Favored Me by Marvin Sapp and Falling in Love with Jesus by Kirk Whelan. How many feel like you're in love with Jesus today? How many know that God is still favoring us? Amen. We know today is a day that the nation is celebrating Halloween. Amen. And we all know what that represents. But I thank God that I'm going to celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords today. Amen. Amen. And I'm saying hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah to our Lord and Savior. Amen. We know this is an exciting day for the kids because they don't even understand the ramification and the significance of what this day represents for those that are not in the body of Christ, those that are satanic worshipers. Amen. This is the time when they come out and offer up sacrifices to their God. Amen. To their God, the little gods that they serve. Amen. I don't take anything away from the children being excited and wanting candy, but you can purchase your children candy every day of the year. And it's funny how we can take these man-made holidays and make them a ritual in our lives. But I thank God for Jesus. Amen. I just feel like worshiping and praising him today because somebody's going to worship and praise and offer up live sacrifices today to Satan himself. Amen. So I just want to admonish each and every one of you all that have children and grandchildren, don't let them participate. Buy whatever you want to buy them and stay in your homes and celebrate whatever you want to celebrate at home because you don't know what these people are doing. You know, we have so many things that's being injected in these in our everyday food that we consume. So what about these other things that we put on the market? Amen. You better know who Christ is today. You better know that Jesus is the light of the world. And don't worry about the jack-o'-lantern and lighting up the pumpkins and all of this old crazy stuff. We need to sit down and talk to our children and let them know what these pagan holidays, what they represent. Amen. But excuse me, but I won't give any glory to the enemy today. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus, and we're going to give God some glory today. And I just feel like worshiping the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we're going to open up with the word of prayer. Amen. I'm going to ask Sister Ruby to open up with the word of prayer. And then we're going to allow you all, I don't know, those that's coming on the line, we'll see how things flow for the rest of this hour, but I just feel like giving God some glory today. We don't have any scheduled speakers today, so we will just want to lift up the name of Jesus. We want to give God some glory. We want to testify of his goodness. Our subject this week is, who is this King of Glory? And I'm certain that many of you have had experiences where you can attest to the King of Glory, where you can attest to God showing up when you least expected, when you thought you were at the age and you were standing on the age, God came in, amen, and he showed mercy to you, amen. He gave you favor. There were times when we thought we were about to lose our jobs and lose our homes and all of our worldly possession, and look like in that last hour, God showed up. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he will show up. Amen. So we're going to open up with the word of prayer. Amen. And we're going to see what the Lord will say for us on today. You know, the Bible tells us to encourage one another with these words, and we all are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. See, when you begin to testify of God's goodness, you lose some things in your life. Amen. And you're able to overcome, because if you can remember what God did for you last year in 2012, hallelujah, you can appreciate him for 2013. And you can look even further and look a little bit further into the future. Look into 2014 and what you're expecting God to do in your life. What you're expecting God to do in your children's life. Amen. What you're expecting God to do in your walk with him. Ah, we all have to have a walk with God. We all have to have our own testimony, our own encounter with God. We can't ride on somebody else's testimony, what he's done for them. Certainly, whatever he's done for them, he can surely do that and even greater in my life. Amen. Sister Ruby, God bless you.
Oh, God bless everybody's on the line. Lord, we're just going before the Lord this morning with a prayer. Lord Jesus, we just thank you this afternoon that you allowed us to come back on for another session, another broadcast, that you trust us to bring your holy word and what you are saying to your people down here on this earth. We thank you and we praise you and we love you. We just thank you so much for keeping this broadcast open for almost 2 years in December. Hallelujah. And Vandis Bernard, the founding host, most all the time she tries to listen to what you say from heaven down on this earth for your precious people, your royal family,
yes, Lord. Yes,
as believers in Jesus' name, and your precious people. Before I go, Lord, if I said or done anything that offend you or offend anyone or your family, your members, your church, your outsiders, I repent, because we don't want this word to be hindered because I have something in my heart or I'm not doing or say or this pleasing in your sight. I ask you to forgive me and allow this Rhema word to come down to your precious people that you have sent from the north, south, east, and west, all over this land, not only in the United States, but all over the world. We don't know how far it reached, but you know. Hallelujah. We just thank you for it. We just thank you for your anointing on this broadcast. We just thank you for our host and founder, Vandis Agent Bernard, Lord Jesus. We just thank you. We ask you to bless her. Bless her family, Lord Jesus. Bless her grandchildren, Lord. Bless her sister and her son, Lord Jesus. You know everything. You know our DNA. You know where we live. You know the families that you put us in when you birthed us in this world. And you know how many children, or if we're married, or we're single, or our mothers, fathers, each and every one, Lord. We just ask you to bless them. We ask you to bless the one that you have sent on this broadcast, Lord Jesus, by their spirit that you said we shall know the fruit. Hallelujah. We thank you for them, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the listeners and the callers, Lord, and the ones that contributed and sending in and support, Lord Jesus. Just their support on this broadcast every day. It encourages
thank you,
us.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lift up our spirit, Lord Jesus, and we just thank you for this opportunity that we can come forth and share the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout this world. The death, burial, resurrection, Lord Jesus, of you. You came back for your people. Hallelujah. And you said, we are your people and the sheep of your pastor. You said, enter in. Hallelujah. And you will give us rest. You will take every burden bearer from us, Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Call you in your name, and you shall answer. You said you neither slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah. You said you hear our prayers. You said that I will not only answer it, I will manifest it. Hallelujah. Immediately, just like you done Daniel and each and every one that these stories have been in the Bible that you have sent, the Holy Bible, the 66 books of the Bible, 39 old and 27 new. And we just thank you for your word. We thank you that the scriptures come up off of the pages into our hearts and change our hearts and minds and how to live and walk in this world for you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. Now bless the word that's coming down from heaven, which you sent it. But maybe by testimony, maybe by preaching, or maybe by teaching. We're so grateful, Lord Jesus, because we wait every day and all evening for a word from you. Hallelujah. We thank you and we love you. And we just give you all the praise and glory. We ask you to pray for the bless the bereavement family. Lord, you know where they're at. Lord, strengthen their hearts, Lord Jesus, as they go through these periods, Lord. We ask you to bless the sick and the shut-in. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless the saints that's in homes, different ones, Lord, that's nobody visiting them or whatever, Lord Jesus, that's been saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, going on to do your work and your will. Lord, send somebody by this to give them a word. Send somebody by to say you love them and you have put people on their heart that they will come and see about your people. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity. And we give you the glory and we give you the praise and we love you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Truly, this is the day that the Lord had made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. As I began to just reflect upon, this is a time of reflection. Amen. And as I began to just think about all what God has done in our lives, and even just reflecting upon the subject this week, who is this King of Glory? You can't even express who this King of Glory is if you don't have a relationship with him. You can't express who this King of Glory is if you haven't came to terms with who you are. Who you are. You have to know who you are. And then you can invest in, you can put all of your confidence and all of your trust in this King of Glory. But we don't know who we are. And if we don't know who we are, how in the world can we know who God is? Well, the Bible tells me in 1 Peter 2 and 9, oh, glory to God. Let's turn here quickly. Because we want to establish something today, and we want God to get the glory today. Hallelujah. We want to give him all the praise and all the glory. Amen. 1 Peter. I'm doing this computer today. Bear with me. 1 Peter 2. I know it's 2. It may be 1 Peter 2 and 9, I'm not totally sure. Yes, 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, but ye are a chosen generation. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Right there tells you that you are special, tells you that you have been picked out, you have been selected. We are a chosen generation. We're not somebody walking around without a mother, without a father, without a home, without a heritage, without a foundation. We are a chosen generation, a royal, hallelujah, a royal priesthood. When you look at that word royal, that places you above the average person. We are of a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? We are special. We are delicate. Hallelujah. We are exclusive. Amen. We are genuine. We are jewels, precious jewels that God have chosen to bless, that God have chosen to sanctify, that God have chosen to set aside. That's why we can't mingle with everybody. The Bible says evil communication corrupt good manners. Hallelujah. We just witnessed this year, a couple of months ago, where a royal baby was born into the family of Prince Charles. Amen? And his wife. Now, they are the heirs to the throne. And those are all of, anytime something happened with this royal family of England, we hear about it in the United States. Amen. And they celebrate the young prince that have been born. I don't know what they call them. I'm not into the hierarchy. All I know about is Jesus. Amen. And I know he is my King of Kings. So I'm not celebrating the royal family of England. I celebrate the royal family of God's people, of God's kingdom. See, we have to know what kingdom we belong to. We belong to a kingdom, the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And if we are chosen and we are special, we are peculiar, we are royal priesthood, then guess what? We can't be found doing no anything. Hallelujah. We have to recognize and we have to represent the King of Kings. Who is this King of Kings? Who is this King of Glory? Well, turn back to Psalms 24. And it says, I'm going to read this entire psalm today. And then I'm going to ask you all, because we're doing a time of reflection today. And we are in the last day of the month of October. This year is coming to a close, people of God. It's almost over. So whatever we have promised and whatever we have vowed to the Lord, oh, before we go there, let's turn to Psalm 116, because this year is about over with. This year is about over with. Turn to Psalm, Lord, I bless you today. Can you all still hear me, Sister Ruby?
Oh, yes, real well, I can, thank you.
Amen, amen. Psalms 116. This is a time of reflection, and we are going to reflect upon God's goodness. We're going to reflect upon the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the King of Glory. Amen. This is the last day in October. We only have two more months, November and December. Amen. And I don't know what you propose to do. I don't know what kind of vows you made. Hallelujah, coming on into this new year. But this year is just about over. Some people is not going to, there's some that won't make it over. They won't cross over into 2014. Some have already left here, and we don't know how they left. We hear of all kind of tragedies. We hear of murders. We hear of kidnapping. We hear of molestation. We hear of rapes and alcohol, drunk drivers driving the streets every day. There's so many atrocities we hear of every day on the local news. Amen. Now, next month, tomorrow will be November, and we all know November is a month that the nation set aside again to have Thanksgiving, to give Thanksgiving. And we all, you know, sit around the table and we eat with our families and we cut the turkey and have all the trimmings and all of that. Amen. But do we ever take time to reflect on God's goodness before that actual time comes? Have you took an assessment this year and seen where you are in Christ Jesus? Have you did any assessments? Amen. Psalm 116 and verse 12 says, "What shall I render unto the Lord? What shall we give to the King of glory?" What do we have to offer this King? He offers us something every day. He offers us eternal life. He offers us an opportunity to wake up every day because his mercies are renewed every morning. He offers us an opportunity to still be able to provide for our children. He offers us an opportunity to take care of our children while they're in school, while they're traveling on the buses and all over the wicked streets. God offers us something every day that is great, that is magnificent, that is worthy of giving him some praise. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Somebody said, well, I don't have nothing to give. I don't have nothing to offer. Well, shame on you. If you don't have anything to offer to this King of glory, I don't have any words for you. I don't have any words for you because every day he allowed me to wake up clothed in my right mind. I want to give him some praise. Every day he allowed me to have all activities of my limbs. I'm going to give him praise. Every day when I don't get a bad report that any of my grandchildren have been messed up or in any type of trouble, I have to give him praise. Every day, that I can put some soap and water on my body and I can have a shelter over my head, I have to give him praise. Every day that I can go and see, pull out some food and prepare it and put it in my stomach, we need to give God some praise. We take the little small things that this King of glory does, we take that for granted. So the psalmist said, what shall I render unto the Lord? What can I give him for all of his benefits? There's a benefit package in Christ Jesus. You don't have to worry about the bank going bankrupt. You don't have to worry about the resources that God provides being empty. You don't have to worry about a layoff slip. Hallelujah. God has a vast array of resources. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said in Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to God. So what can we give to this King of Kings? What can we give to this Lord of Lords? What can we render unto him for all of his benefits? Do we have to wait to Thanksgiving? When we go out and spend all this money for one day to eat turkey and dressing and all of the other stuff? Well, what about the other 10 months of the year? What are you rendering to him? What can you give him? He said, the Bible said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And the world, they that belong in it belong to God. So what can we offer him? Hallelujah. What can we give him? We're talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I, the psalmist, say, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. How many have decided to drink of that cup? Ah, the cup of salvation. Let me tell you, people, there's joy in that cup. There's love in that cup. There's peace in that cup. There's long-suffering in that cup. There's gentleness, kindness, meekness, patience. All of that is in that cup. But I want you to know that as you fill your cup with all of these good things, then, then you got to look at, there will be some tests. There will be some trials. There will be some suffering. There will be some sorrow. There will be some disappointments. Hallelujah. You cannot drink of the good cup and then not drink of the cup of sorrow. Hallelujah. Every day is not going to be beautiful. Every day is not going to be great. But the God that we serve, he is beautiful every day. Hallelujah. He is great every day. There's no failure in God. Your friends will fail you. Your family will fail you. Hallelujah. Your trusted co-workers, they will fail you. But there is no failure. There's no failure in God. The psalmist say, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to know that we have a Savior that we can call on. When you're in trouble, hey, glory to God, you can call on this Savior. When all is going well in your life, you can still call on this Savior. Because remember, he said, I rain on the just as well as the unjust. God said, I bless whom I will. Hallelujah, because blessing and cursing, it belongs to God. Amen. It disturbs me when people try to curse the saints, try to curse one another. Amen. You don't have the power to curse me because God said I'm blessed. If I walk circumspectly, if I fulfill, hallelujah, my obligations to God, guess what? He is obligated to me. He's obligated to me because I am one of his children. I am a chosen vessel. Chosen for what? Chosen, set aside to do the master's work, hallelujah, to render my life unto God. What does that mean? That doesn't mean that I am exempt from persecution. That doesn't mean I'm exempt from troubles. That doesn't mean that I won't go through what you're going through. No, it doesn't mean that. But we have a hope. And that hope is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So therefore, we don't suffer and go through like others because God gives us a peace. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4:4-8, it says, it says we are troubled on every side. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4:8, it says we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. So we're going to be troubled, but don't be distressed about it. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Yes, sometimes we're going to go through some things where that's mind-boggling, that blow our mind, that we begin to question, why did all of this befall me? Why did I have to go through this? Amen. As I'm doing my reflection, I'm thinking of when my daughter was murdered. Hallelujah. Son went to prison 4 days on Thursday. Then my daughter was murdered on Monday. Why? I began to ask the questions just like Job. Lord, what is going on here? I have served you. I have walked circumspectly before you. I have dedicated my life to you. And my child is dead, and the other one is in. Lord, what is going on? I didn't understand. Didn't understand. Hallelujah. But I thank God for his protection. I thank God for his loving kindness. Hey, glory. Even though I had the question in my mind, I did not disconnect from the vine. Hallelujah. I stayed connected to the vine. I stayed connected to the King of Kings. I stayed connected, hallelujah, to my Lord and Savior. And that's what we have to do. When we're going through, we have to stay connected. Don't disconnect from folks that mean you well. Don't disconnect from the God of your salvation. Hallelujah. When trouble comes, that's when you need to always know that God is right there. He haven't forsaken you. He haven't forgotten you. He said, when your mother and your father forsake you, I will take you up. Hallelujah. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word is forever settled in heaven. My word will stand the test. I'm God all by myself. I don't have to counsel with no man. I don't owe no man no explanation for the things that I do. I don't owe no man no explanation for those that I bless. Hallelujah. I'm God all by myself. And I can't deny myself. Hallelujah. I can't deny my glory. Amen. Because it belongs to me. So we're going to go through some persecutions. We're going to go through some difficult seasons. We're going to walk sometimes and feel like we in this thing alone. Nobody to call on. In the wee hours when you're troubled and you don't have anybody to call and comfort you. Nobody to console you. Nobody to give you a word. Well, you can open up this Bible. That's why it's available to us. It's available 24/7. From Genesis to Revelation, you can find something to get some comfort in. Amen? You can't call your girlfriend or your boyfriend at 3 or 4 in the morning, but you can call on Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Who is this King of Glory? That's what the psalmist asks. Who is this King of Glory? We need to know who he is. When we know who he is, then we can call upon him. Hallelujah. Then we can trust him to bring us out. The scriptures say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. What are you saying? Hallelujah. I don't know how long your night may last. Hallelujah. My night have lasted 14 years. Well, no. My night lasted 20 years. Because my sister's been gone and been in prison for 20 years. And then my daughter has been deceased for 14 years. Amen. But guess what? Hallelujah. I endured that night. Now my morning has come. Oh, yes, my morning has arrived. You may not see it, and you may not feel it, but I know my morning has arrived. Hallelujah. After 20 years of suffering, and my sister isn't free yet. Hallelujah. But my morning has arrived. My morning has arrived because I trusted God. Hallelujah. Couldn't see my way. Didn't know how I was going to make it through. Oh, but I can say today, hallelujah, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Why? Because guess what? I stand connected, hallelujah, to the King of Glory. I stand connected to the source. People of God, you got to know you have to stay connected to the source. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what somebody speak over your life. Hallelujah. You better ignore them, and you better trust in and believe the report of the Lord. What does God have to say about you? Well, I'm here to tell you, God won't say anything about you if you don't have a relationship with him. You have to get a relationship with God. And I'm telling you today, those of you that are listening live on the internet today, this 31st day of October, you better find out who this King of Glory is. Don't wait too long. Don't wait and think you're going to cross over into 2014. You better give him some glory today. You better give him some praise today, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Hallelujah. Only God knows what our end is going to be. Only God knows the expiration date for this life. Only God knows. Hallelujah. But you better praise him today. You better give God some glory today. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. You need to rejoice and be glad in it. The Bible said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Hallelujah. This is your day today. Hallelujah. This is your opportunity today. Yeah, but people are falling by the wayside. Some that have been serving God for a long time, they've gotten weary. They've gotten tired. Hallelujah. And they're throwing in the towel. Oh, but honey, I came too far to turn around now. Hallelujah. Bobby Blue Bland sung a song. Say, I came too far. Hallelujah. I can't look back now. Hallelujah, I can't look back now. God has been too good to me. I suffered too many things. Hallelujah, I endured too many things. Hey, amen, I have picked up my cross. Hallelujah, and I've had many crosses to bear. Amen, and I know it ain't over yet. Hallelujah, but the morning has arisen. Hallelujah, morning has come. Hallelujah, weeping may endure for a night. Oh, but I got some joy this morning. I have some joy this morning because I know who is the King of Glory. Hallelujah. I have invested in this program. Hallelujah. I have trusted in the Almighty. Oh, God, and I know for beyond a shadow of a doubt that he will bring you out. Hallelujah. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. I'm a witness today. I thank him for this time of reflection. Hallelujah. I thank him because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be today. Hallelujah. I may be in an insane asylum. Hallelujah. I might be laying in the graveyard. Oh, but since I'm still among the living, why seek ye the living among the dead? Hallelujah. I'm not looking for no dead folks. I'm looking for some lively stones. Hallelujah. We are lively stones. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. You better know who you are today. Hallelujah. If you don't know who you are, you will be carried away by every wind of doctrine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Soon as a strong wind come, we running here and we running there. Soon as they say there's a man in the city and he's healing. There's a prophet and a prophetess. There's an apostle with the word. Oh, baby, we told you on yesterday. today. Hallelujah. Don't trust that. You better get in this word and find out for yourself. You better go in your secret closet and call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You better get a relationship with God for yourself. Hallelujah. I can't live on my mother's testimony. I can't live on my brother and my sister testimony. I have one for myself. What about you today? We're talking about who is this King of Glory? Hallelujah. We're having a time of reflection today. Hallelujah. And I'm going to loose the lines right now. Hallelujah. And if God has done anything for you, don't wait to Thanksgiving. Don't wait to watch night. Hallelujah. Give him some praise today. Thank him for these 10 months that he kept you. Thank him, hallelujah, for keeping your children. Thank him for putting food on your table. Thank him, hallelujah, for putting clothes on your back. Thank him for keeping you with a sound mind. Hallelujah. There's some drug addicts out there today. There's some crack addicts out there today. There's some people, hallelujah, strung out on some other things. Hallelujah. You better give God some glory. That you have a sound mind. Hallelujah. And you ain't walking in fear. You're the Messiah. Because he didn't give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And that's what you better praise God for. Praise him for the power. Praise him for the sound mind. Praise him for the love. Oh, I bless him today. God has been good to me. I don't have no sad song. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, this is not a cliche scripture for me, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done, 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 my soul, hallelujah, hallelujah, down in the belly of my soul, it says, thank you, Lord. I'm thanking him for saving me. I'm thanking him for keeping me. Hallelujah, almost 60 years old. Hallelujah, and I'm still able to take care of myself. Somebody said, I didn't know you was that old. Well, that's all right. He beautified the meek with salvation. Hallelujah, I give him glory. Glory. I give him praise today. What about you? We're talking about who is this King of Glory. Open up the line, Sister Ruby. I feel like praising him today. God has been good to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If I ain't got a dime in my pocket, oh, I can praise him for his goodness. Hallelujah, I can praise him because tell on a thousand hills belong to the Lord. All I got to do is petition God. How to have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about my troubles. All I got to do is petition him. When I cry out to him and I say, Lord, I need you. I need your help today, God. I can't do it by myself. I need you, Lord. God comes in. Hey, the Messiah. And you say, how do we come in? He has vessels in the earth. God will talk to somebody about you. We heard on yesterday about the lion spirit that stood before the Lord and said, I'll be a lion spirit in the mouth of the prophet. God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. I love him today. I didn't know where we was going today. Yeah, Jesus didn't feel like doing nothing. Hallelujah. But when I think on God's goodness, oh, glory to God, I have to dance. I have to move. I can't sit still. He has been too good to me. I thank him for this Blog Talk Radio. 2 years in December. Hallelujah. God has given us strength to come on every today and give you a word. Don't take this thing for granted. Hallelujah. We ain't here playing church. Hallelujah. We not here playing with people's lives. We're telling you that Jesus is soon to come. You better get ready. You better get ready. Hallelujah. Because there's going to be a great getting up morning. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, I want one glad morning when this life is over. I will fly away. Oh, I love the Lord today. Woo, Jesus, I bless you. You've been mighty, mighty good to me. You've been mighty good to me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I bless you today. Woo, thank God for liberal Democrats. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Ruby.
Sister Patrice.
Bless your name, God.
Yes. Bless your name, God. Oh, my God. Well, I think of
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And the King of Glory, huh? The King of Glory, who is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I just thank you today, God. I love you today, God. And I can say that because God has brought me a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. When my children were taken from me, Lord God, I was like you, Sister Adrian. My children were taken from me. My son went to prison. Lord, what's going on, God? I'm kind to people, God. I serve, God. I treat people right, God. What's the problem? But God, he's a jealous God. Sometimes God would step in and say, I'm jealous. You know, sometimes you could put your family above him. Sometimes you could put things above him. And I said, Lord God, but I still worship you and I praise you. No, I still put my kids above God. Hallelujah, God. And I'm not saying that he'll, you know, I can just say that God has brought me from so much. I was a prostitute. I sold drugs. I was a whoremonger. I didn't have no problem sleeping with nobody else's husband. I didn't have no problem. I didn't have no problem going to the nightclub and dropping it like it's hot. I didn't have no problem, but God has brought me from that. God has pulled me from that. His mercy and his grace, God has done so much for me, and I am grateful. I am grateful for the King of Glory. I am grateful that what Jesus Christ did for Patrice so long ago, because he had a plan for Patrice way back then. I didn't know it. I couldn't see it coming. I didn't even know it, not even today, God. And I just this morning, I was like, Lord God, I just thank you because you saved me, God. You have been keeping me, God, for such a time as this, God. And maybe your testimony, Patrice, will free somebody else, Lord God, that speak to the people, Lord God. And I just want you to know God has been really exceptionally good to me, and I am so grateful. Oh, God, I just don't know. Oh, God, I don't seek the prophet. I seek God for myself. The prophet is just a man that God uses to deliver a word. You can receive that word or you're not, but for you to have a relationship with God, you have to get on your face. You have to get in that word for yourself. You just dissect and study that word for yourself. You study the word to show thyself approved. Thyself approved unto the Lord, and I'm just grateful to God today. Oh, God, I'm just so thankful to God today. Halloween. I used to celebrate Halloween. I know that's the witches and warlocks' time. This is Satan's time. This is the devil's time. I'm not giving him no glory. Hallelujah. But I thank God for opening my eyes. And I just thank him today. And I'm thankful for this line. I thank you for the blog talk. I thank you for the new time of reflection. I thank God for that. I'm just so grateful to God today. Oh, God, that I am amongst the living. I could have been dead. God could have killed my children. God could have killed me. He could have let somebody kill me. You know, but God kept me. He kept me. He kept me. And I'm grateful today. Lord, and I love you today. Oh, holy, holy is your name, God. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I love you today, God. Oh, God, I love you today, God. Oh, another little shit. Oh, I just love him. I love him. I walked through my house this morning just praying and praying. And just seeking the Lord and just seeking him. And God had me praying for the children in the land because they take these babies and they snatch them and they use them for rituals. Oh, yeah.
They put the babies on the altar to their God. And I just ask God that he pour down on this land, on these wicked, on the wickedness. How they want to take the children, the babies belong to the Lord. And I just ask God to be merciful and gracious enough, God, to keep the babies safe in the land in this hour, God. Oh, God, I just thank you for using me. I thank you for using me. I thank him. Oh, God, I love you today. Oh, Lord, I love you today, God. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God, and I said, what am I to do, God? He wants me to stand in the gap. He needs me to stand in the gap. Not only my children, but your children and other people's children, God. And I have to be here. Oh, God, and I said, I thank you, God. I see, God. I understand now, God. And I love you, God. Thank you for using me, God. Use me however you want to use me, God. Just choose me, God. Oh, God. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, God. The glory of God. Jesus Christ, our Savior, who is the righteousness of God, which has made me the righteous and rightness of him. Hallelujah. I am of the royal family. I am a child of God. Amen. Amen. Woo, hallelujah.
Thank you for that testimony.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is doing something for you, Sister Patrice. Keep on praising him. Hey, glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Woo, glory. Woo,
a long way.
Woo, hallelujah, God. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Liberal Democrat.
Thank you, Lord.
Liberal Democrat. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise him. Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, yes, I can hear you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. My phone acting up, but amen. Hallelujah. Anyhow, I give joy when I think about what he's done for me. Hallelujah. I give joy when I think about what he's done for me. And like the woman of God said, can't nobody tell it like I can tell it. Amen. What God has done for me. Amen. I thank you, praise God. Amen. Just for a chance to testify. Amen. Amen. When I was coming up, amen, the devil been trying to kill me since I was a young man. Amen. I remember when I was a young man swimming. Amen of God, and with my brother and whatnot, and we were walking in there and whatnot, and the water was up to our waist, and we were just swimming, and we went past that line that said, don't go there, and then I couldn't feel the ground under my feet anymore. Amen, and next thing I know, amen, I was deep in deep waters. Amen, and I couldn't swim. Amen, and then amen, my brother walked over there to me, the water was up to his neck. And praise God, amen, he reached over and he grabbed my hand. Amen, and I was able to live that day. And then I remember another day when I was riding my bike, and then I was chased by a dog. Amen, a guy, and then the dog chased me down a steep hill. And at the bottom of the hill, it was like a four-way intersection, and the dog wouldn't stop chasing me, so I had a decision to make. Amen. And I said, either I jump off the bike and let the dog bite me, or I keep going and try to run from it. So I kept the bike. Amen. I stayed on the bike, and then the pedals was going so fast, I had to take my feet off the pedals and then whatnot. Then the dog stopped chasing me when I got to the bottom of the intersection, but it was too late to stop and whatnot. So, amen, I just coasted through that intersection where cars were just zigzagging, and it was nothing but the grace of God.
Ah.
Amen and God. Hallelujah. Amen. That made me, I was able to turn and maneuver the bike around the corner, amen and God, and go through those zipping cars. Hallelujah, amen to God. And even after that, amen to God, you know, my daddy owned a neighborhood store. We would have to go put papers together every Sunday morning, about 5 in the morning. And this serial killer was just going around killing people, amen to God. And it was a car, amen, that was following me and whatnot. And the Lord spoke to me, and I wasn't even saved then. And he said, amen to God, run down this side street. and whatnot, and the car was way away from me. It had drove past me, and I was walking on my way to the store. The store is about like 5 or 6 blocks away from the house, and I had to open it up in the morning. And then the Lord said, "Amen to God, go down this side street because they don't mean you no good." And the car looked normal. It just drove past me. But when I did what God told me to do, I ran down the side street, and then I ran down about 3 back streets, and then I came back on the main street and looked up, and then I saw that car going back up the street, driving slow, and they got out the car looking. And it was like dark, about like 5 in the morning, something like that. So I said, amen to God, you know, God had watched over my life even then. Amen. And then I read this book by Brian Zane. Said, "What do you do on the worst day of your life?" I was going through some terrible stuff. And he said, amen to God, "Your worst day of your life is like an eclipse." Amen. When the moon gets in front of the sun, and it's a blackout for about 5 minutes on the planet Earth. The sun is still there, but the moon makes it look like the sun ain't there no more because it's a blackout for 5 minutes. And then the moon moves out the way. And he said, amen to God. And just like drama that come in your life, the book say, amen to God, that when the eclipse come, the sun ain't never went nowhere, but stuff blocked your vision and make you think that the sun ain't there no more. Amen. And when I read that book, amen, and I was going through one of the worst days of my life, that's why I picked up that book by Brian Zane. And it gave me such a revelation, amen to God, that God ain't never went nowhere. The sun has always been there, but the moon obstructed my vision, and drama that I was going through in my life had obstructed my vision, but the sun never went nowhere. Amen. And God, and just like when the moon moved out the way 5 minutes later and the light come back, amen, when my vision got obstructed and when I got away from that drama situation, I saw that the sun ain't never went nowhere. It was just that my vision was obstructed. So when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and I know I'm talking fast, y'all, because I talk too long. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And all he has done for me, when the devil tried to kill me, I'm still here. Hallelujah. When I went through one of the worst days of my life, hallelujah, I'm still here. So I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Not mama, not daddy, not folk. Thank you, Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, God. Oh, we give you the praise, oh God. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. God bless you. Y'all pray my strength to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. I thank God for this ministry. Evangelist Barnard, thank you so much. It's a Ruby. God bless everyone. I'm so touched by everything everybody is saying. And I share in the testimony. God has been good to me, and he's continuing to be good to me. He's faithful. I'm alive. My children are healthy. I have many stories, but I don't want to go into it right now. I don't want to hold up the line. But it's amazing just listening to the testimonies from Liberal Democrat and the other lady. I feel so blessed. I feel so blessed. And God is awesome. He is the King of Glory. Amen.
Amen. That's a blessing. It's been a blessing. Evangelist Bernard.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's every so far on the line. Prophet Davis came on, but he's not there now. A couple more.
Prophet Davis will be speaking for us on tomorrow, Friday, so if you all not out partying for Halloween, tune in tomorrow early. Amen. We're still talking about who is this King of Glory, so we want to hear testimony from Sister Ruby, and we're going to let you all go.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord, everybody. It's just a blessing to be on the line, to be in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. They said, Evangelist Bernard said, "Who is the King of Glory?" The Lord gave me that a long time ago, that we're a royal family, baptized in it, full of the Holy Ghost, and going on to do his work. I just thank him today for being on the broadcast, for bringing me from a mighty long way, just like all of y'all, different forms and different lifestyles, because he brings us from the north, south, east, and west, out of different families, environments, and different lifestyles and whatever, but he got a calling on our lives. So I just thank him. I say, Lord, I just thank you because I was in sin, sick and shame, and the Lord took me a whole different way than I ever knew he would take anybody. He wanted to save me so much. He took me, I didn't go to church, so he took me through a wig shop. Listen, I said, a wig shop, you're supposed to go buy hair, wigs up in a wig shop in Palo Alto, and the lady said, well, I know a minister. She just opened a church in our house. Listen, when God wants to save you and got his hand on you, you're going to come in. So I say, okay, she gave me the number. I called the lady. She was a pastor at that time, and the Lord took me to her house. Now, I'm leaving the wig shop, going to the house. I'm smoking cigarettes, drinking whatever, because I ain't saved. I ain't know nothing about no saving. I just thought you went to the church and you gave a dollar, as they call it back then, and you gone home and you wasn't doing no work for the kingdom of God. You wasn't called with no Holy Spirit or all of the Holy Ghost or whatever. So I went there and I sort of say, well, Lord, my life was so messed up, and I say, Lord, if you save me, I'll truly work for you. And I'm saying, but I'm thinking I'm going to sit in the church and go to Sunday or Bible study, and I'm not thinking I'm going to have to go to work or the Lord is going to truly save me and put his Holy Ghost in me. So I'm saying, okay, so then I was smoking cigarettes, so they had a break, and I left out the past the house and went outside and smoked a cigarette. And, well, they were kind because they didn't want to run me away. You know, they wasn't dogmatic with all that stuff. They just knew that I was a sinner and the Lord was trying to get me saved in this family. So then they said, well, oh, now I'm at their house going to church, and she was a caterer, and they would go different houses and have service. And I kept going. I didn't back down. I just kept going because I felt the leading of the Lord. I didn't know how. I just felt something moving me. And I'm saying, so finally, they said, well, you ought to go over to the church. Now, they done got put out of the church. I didn't even know the people got put out of the church. But I'm following Jesus now. So she said, well, the pastor said, well, you can go over there to church and have service there, you know, and see how they do. So I said, okay. So I'm still searching. So I was living in you know, the Bay Area in Sunnyvale. So I said, okay, and the church was right there. So I went to the church, and you know how they actually, it was exciting, and I never been to a church where they call an altar, and the people went up there and prayed for them, and they was fell out with the, they call it the Holy Ghost and fire, and they got up and kept speaking in tongues or whatever. So after the service, you know, they greet you, newcomer, and they said, well, who sent you here? So I gave them both of the names. Y'all, the folks talking about them folks going with people, husbands, and I mean, I'm saying, Lord, you calling me in, and here I am in all this stuff. All I want to do is follow your will, and here the people think I'm a plant in their church, you know. So I said, well, Lord, you got to help me with this. So finally, he told me one Wednesday, a pastor called me and said, the Lord told me to tell you to fast for 3 days and 3 nights, and when you go to Bible study, you ask to be baptized in Jesus' name, because they baptize you anytime, 11 o'clock in the morning, 2 in the morning, whatever. They got up and baptized you, Bible study, church, whatever, you know, they baptize you. So I told them I'd fast it, and I couldn't hardly make it. I was driving bus at that time, and the third day I got to get up on the bus, and I almost fainted, but something kept holding me, because I said, I got to make it through this city. I got to make it through this fast. So finally I made it through the fast, and I was sitting there, and I asked them after Bible study to be baptized. So they took me in the back and explained, you know, different things, how they baptize in Jesus' name according to Acts 2:38, and repent of your sins, and the Lord will meet you in there and fill you with the Holy Ghost. And I went on down that Wednesday night. And I'll tell you, I say, I never, when I came up, I felt my feet new, my head new, my eyes, everything was new on me. And the Lord purged me. He took me from, I went home, and the next day I couldn't go to work because it was something like I was sick. But it started from my head, and it was moving like you were, like a woman was pregnant and having a baby, and all of this stuff came down, and I had to go sit in the bathroom. And finally, when it got to my belly, it went from my feet all the way up to my belly, and something passed out of me like a whole body. I didn't know anything, so I was scared to die. I said, what is a purging? You know, I didn't know nothing about no Bible or whatever. But the, after I went on and stayed with the Lord and went on and learned and taught and was faithful to 100% to that servant, they told me, well, you know, the Lord is like your life in sin. And I mean, he took my head to my stomach, from my feet back to my stomach, and Lord, I say, I've been running for Jesus Christ. I say, Lord, if you save me, I'll truly serve you. And I didn't know nothing about no serving, but saints, the Lord got ministry for all of us. I ain't know nothing about no ministry. I ain't know nothing about no apostle. I didn't know nothing about nothing because I was a sinner saved by grace through Jesus Christ. So I say to all, and then my daughter passed 2 years ago. I mean, I'm just hitting the miss because it'd be forever telling you stories, but I just wanted to share this with you. The Lord saved me, and he moved the stumbling blocks because it was stumbling blocks there because the enemy don't want to release you. But he had me through it. I cried, and I was lonely because the people thought I was a plot. And I'm going to get saved. Because of the association that I didn't know that they had in the church at that time. But anyway, thank be to God, he removed all that, and he kept me going, and he gave me a ministry of outreach. And I know it was him out on them sidewalks. I said, Lord, I thank you, because he not only saved us, he fills us with his Holy Ghost, and he gives us work, and he calls us to work in his kingdom. And I say, Lord, I thank you. But then I'm going on, and my daughter passed 2 years ago, I go back, and I was devastated. I mean, I didn't leave Jesus, but I was just devastated. I couldn't understand it, and I'm serving the Lord like Evangelist Bernard said, and I'm saying to myself, Lord, why is this? But when I realized, as she say, I love that part when it say reflection time, because as it's 2 years now, and it'll be our birthday next month, the 21st of November, but the Lord released me about 4 or 5 months ago to tend to my business, to transfer everything from her name, because she was no longer, but I couldn't receive it, but I received it from the Lord, and I say, I'm still going through, but I say, Lord, you are God, who is the King of glory, that's Jesus Christ, and he takes care of his people. I say, Lord, I thank you. I mean, I go through different periods, but I'm more better than I was 2.5 years ago because of Jesus Christ. He never left me, and all going through that. And I say, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for this broadcast at this point, because I was always a witness outdoors. And I say, Lord, I got to get back out there with me some trucks in the grocery store, the wine store, wherever you send me and lead me. I just love being outdoors witnessing to God's people out there. So he opened up this broadcast with Evangelist Bernard, and she sort of taught me, because I wasn't knowing the computer as well. You know, I didn't, you know, I'm old school, you know, like 71 years old. So we all had arithmetic, writing, and all like that, not no computer, but thank be to God, she was patient, and the Lord moved. And so I opened up the broadcast, and I said, Lord, I thank you, because I have the broadcast that can go out to your precious people all over the world, you know, this switchboard operation, because he knows he has given me that ministry of souls, winning souls for him. And I just thank him, and I say, Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you, and I love you, and I praise you. Wherever you send me, I will go. So pray my strength in the Lord. You know, so much more to tell, but I just thought I would tell you that how when Jesus wanted to save, he took me to a wig shop. So pray my strength in the Lord, saints.
Amen, amen. It's always good upon what God is doing and what he has done and what we really expecting him to do even the more. Woo, glory, glory, glory. You know, sometimes you sit back and you wonder how you made it over. Amen. Even when we at our lowest, I tell you, when you have God in your life and you look into him for your strength and for your source of everything, guess what? He never disappoints. God said he'll never disappoint. And his word, he can't lie. And he said before God would be made a liar, he said, I would shut down heaven and earth because I will always uphold who I am. Amen. So we just thank God for this time of reflection. Truly, we thank God for just being who he is in our lives. Amen. We can't understand sometimes what God is doing. Sometimes we don't understand why we have to go through certain things. But I'm reminded again of Moses. He said, I'd rather suffer the affliction with the people of God. And sometimes we're afflicted. And all of our afflictions and all of our suffering is not always from the enemy. Sometimes God brings affliction and he brings suffering because he's trying to make us. You know, gold, we know we can't, well, the gold don't become pure until it's gone through the fire. Hallelujah. And that's what we have to do. We have to go through the fire. It's not comfortable. It's not pleasant. But it's for our making. Amen. Jaquel and Carr, young lady, saying greater is coming. And I believe that God is doing some great things in the earth. He's doing some great things for his people. He just wants us to remain faithful. He wants us to remain steadfast. Hallelujah. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for Sister Patrice and that beautiful testimony. Evangelist Doris, Liberal Democrat, and Sister Ruby. We didn't have but a few people on today. Some of them out there getting ready for Halloween. But I thank God for hallelujah. On a time of reflection with Blog Talk Radio. Join us tomorrow. Prophet Davis will be ministering the word for us on tomorrow. Again, we're talking about who is this King of Glory. So encourage somebody. If God lays somebody on your heart, pray for them. God don't put people on your heart for naught. It's for a reason. Amen. Continue to lift up Evangelist Cummins. Amen, and continue to pray for the bereaved family of Barbara Smith. She lost her daughter, Sister Ingrid Hill. They will be memorializing her on tomorrow evening, so we asking you to continue to keep that family up in prayer, and also remember Pastor Edward Hamilton. Amen. We're going to ask Liberal Democrat to pray for Pastor Edward Hamilton and the bereaved family and Evangelist Cummins, and he can dismiss us for this evening. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can y'all hear me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we thank you, praise God, amen, for the word today. Amen. Remembering who God is, amen. Even when you don't see him, amen, God is doing the thing, amen. Pastor Hamilton, amen, woman of God, amen. You said remember Pat, the request for Pastor Hamilton and the bereaved family?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to just come together. Amen. Those that's listening, whatnot, that's online with us. Amen. And we just want to touch and agree. Amen to God. Because sometimes around holidays, the deceiver can make people feel like they're alone and they're by themselves. We have Thanksgiving coming up. We have the other holiday, Christmas, coming up. And amen. These holidays, sometimes people, amen, that spirit of oppression, amen, is in the atmosphere. Amen. And whatnot. The Bible talks about, amen to God, these, amen to God, things, amen to God, these, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, amen to God, and the principality over the month of October, amen, amen, it's assigned, you know, these spirit. So, amen. We come together, amen, to God. It's no coincidence that the sicknesses and the confusion in people's homes and all this stuff happens at specific times. The principality is doing what they're supposed to do. So, amen. As saints of God, we prayer warriors us on this phone. Amen. The devil going to do what he's supposed to do, right? Amen. So we're supposed to do what we're supposed to do. We heard this word of God today for a reason. We got work to do. So we come together, amen, and we begin to hold, amen, Pastor Hamilton and his family up in the name of Jesus. amen, begin to touch and agree with us right now, amen, on that one prayer, amen, that God will go into his home in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Wherever they are right now, God, whatever principality has been assigned to them, oh God, amen, interrupt that assignment right now from the prayers. Everybody on this phone that's praying for Pastor Hamilton right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, go into that home, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Whatever spirit, amen, is trying to attach, amen, their finances, their divine health, amen, their spiritual gifts, amen, to God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We are praying together on this phone line, God. Hallelujah, we are doing what you told us to do, amen, and we believe that you are going in that home, in that ministry, in that congregation, and not only will you bless him, oh God, but you will bless those in his atmosphere, God, because we know when the man and woman of God get blessed, those assigned to them get blessed as well. And we cover them too, oh God. We don't know their names, those that are assigned to him, oh God, but God, you know his name, oh God. The bereaved family, amen, oh God. Somebody lost a daughter, amen, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Somebody lost a family member, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Cover them, oh God. From this prayer, God, we are all praying together, focusing on that one thing, oh God. Go into that home, oh God. Send comforting, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. When these spirits are lingering, God, these lingering spirits, oh God, that comes on the phone line, that comes in the churches, that comes in the grocery stores and the streets, that's trying to get in their homes on this Halloween night, God. Hallelujah. Amen. The depression, we come against it in the name of Jesus, oh God. We interrupt that assignment from those that are on this phone, oh God. We come together and battle with that sister, God, that she will know that there is more with her than against her, God. We come against that spirit, amen, that's covering those witches, oh God. Hallelujah, those warlocks, we come against them in the name of Jesus, God. We put your name above our street. We put your name above our household. We put your name above our congregations, oh God. Hallelujah, those that are assigned to us, God, cover them in the name of Jesus, God. The woman of God, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, the overseer of this broadcast, cover her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Sister Ruby, oh God, the armor bearer, God, cover her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that, oh God, no hurt, harm, or danger will come this night, oh God, but that somebody will get healed when they hang up this phone, God, that somebody, God, will begin to, oh God, awaken their spiritual gifts when they hang up this phone, oh God, that somebody will, oh God, receive the divine healing when they hang up this phone, in the name of Jesus. We speak it together, God, oh God, we come together with the other prayer warriors that's listening, those that's going to listen tomorrow, an hour from now, we speak the same thing over your house, that when you hang up, amen, you will accept the healing, you receive it. Somebody saying, I receive it right now, that healing, I receive it, God, those spiritual gifts in your congregation, that somebody will be saved over this weekend, that somebody will get the Holy Ghost, somebody will be baptized, somebody will be healed, somebody will use the word of knowledge, somebody will use the gift, amen, of God, of discernment, amen, of God, that the gifts, amen, of God, in spite of this Halloween, oh God, you will still get the glory. We speak this over their life, those that's listening right now, amen, release your gifts right now, release your gift. Somebody releasing their gifts, I'm releasing my gifts right now, God, I'm releasing my gift, ha, I'm releasing my gifts in the name of Jesus. I got Pastor Singleton, hallelujah, is releasing his gifts right now in his congregation, in his home, amen, everywhere he go in the name of Jesus. Though bereaved family, oh God, how you will never take nothing from us replace it with something else in the name of Jesus, God. You have replaced that bereaved family with something, God. Hallelujah, God. Continue to bless that bereaved family. It's our home going in the name of Jesus, God. We cover that family, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are struggling with their spiritual gifts, in the name of Jesus, Lord, release it right now. When they call in this line, oh God, that they begin to release that gift, oh God, that the discernment gets stronger, God. The word of knowledge gets stronger, oh God. Oh God, the gift of tongues and the amen of God interpretation gets stronger, God. In the name from this prayer, God, we cover this line, oh God, that you will get the glory in spite of, God. Amen. The Bible talks about this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen of God. How do we forget about Halloween, oh God? We forget about, amen, the other days, what they calling it. But this is the day that God has made. We give you the glory. The one of God said today in the word, amen of God, that you are the the God of glory. We remember, oh God, that you are the one that's over everything, God, that you are over every ministry, God. You are over every healing, oh God. You are through every breakthrough, oh God. We give you the glory, God. Amen. And we seal it in Jesus' name. Amen. Every assignment is interrupted right now. Amen. We say it right now. Amen, oh God. Amen. I receive it. That assignment that was against me has been interrupted. Somebody is saying that right now. I receive it. That assignment that's been against me today has been interrupted from this prayer. That assignment that has been sent against my ministry has been interrupted from this prayer. That assignment that has been sent to afflict my body has been interrupted from this prayer. That assignment that has been sent to hinder my blessing has been interrupted from this prayer. I receive it. I speak that over my life in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak over my life. I speak over my life, oh God. Ha! Hallelujah. I speak over my life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Keep speaking when you hang up this phone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Lord. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Glory, huh? Yeah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We lift you up, oh, huh? We lift you up, God. We lift you up, God. We lift you up, oh, God. This
yes,
is your
God.
Day, God. This is your day, God. This is your day, God. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Yeah, God. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. That's right. That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. This is still your day, God. Hallelujah, God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Huh? Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Oh, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, that's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God, some stuff been interrupted in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, devil, you still a liar, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you even now, God. Yes, God, we thank you, 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 God. Yes, God. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. That's right. That's right. That's ha. Yes, God. Yeah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, soul say yes, God.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. That's right, Holy Ghost. That's right, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Yes, God.
Oh, God, I love
yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's right, God. That's right, Holy Ghost.
And this hallelujah. Is live on the internet, God.
Jesus,
hallelujah,
God.
Open up the understanding.
Yes, God, yes, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right, Holy Ghost. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, God. Jesus. That's right. Ha! Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We don't know. We're
thank
praising
you,
your Lord God.
Thank
for
you,
what
Jesus.
Is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your name, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Change
hallelujah.
Our hearts, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Jesus,
oh, God, help us to serve you with
Jesus,
a clean heart.
Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus,
hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. That's right, that's right. That's right, that's right. Yeah, God. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Glory, Lord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God is getting his territory back. God is getting some territory back. Ha! Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Remember Sister Lou, God.
Yes, God. Touch her, God. Hallelujah,
Lord.
Yes, God. Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yeah, God, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. In your name, God. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Anyhow, God, even now, God, thank you, Jesus. That's
in
right, Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. Yes, God. Yeah, God.
Hey, glory. Thank you for Sister Ruby, God.
Hallelujah. That's right, God. Bless her, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus.
Hallelujah. Give him a word to speak tomorrow, God. In
yes,
the name
God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
On this line.
Yeah, God. Hallelujah, 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 God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Glory, 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 God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord of God, bring them safely over the airways.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, God. We bless you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you,
Jesus. Lord God. Bless our business, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Do it, God. Do it, God. Even now. Even now, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We give you the praise, God. We lift you up, oh God. We magnify you, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Remember our truth.
Yes, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Cover, God. Cover, 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 God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.
Ah, Jesus.
Oh, even now, God. Even now, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Glory,
huh? Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, work it out, God. Hallelujah, God. This is your day, God. This is your day, huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God.
Remember, isn't God, it? Remember. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
My God. Jesus.
Jesus.
You're worthy, God.
Oh, yeah, 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 God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
You're a great God.
Yes,
we
God.
We serve a merciful God.
Yes,
we
God.
We serve an awesome God.
Yes,
I mean,
God. Huh?
He's awesome in all his
hallelujah,
ways.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, God.
Thank you,
that's
Jesus.
Right, that's right, that's right. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 Lord.
Bless
your name. Oh, bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, 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 God. Even now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Oh, you're mighty, God. You're worthy to be praised, oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the word, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for your people, oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Liberty, Lord.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Worship him.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we worship you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you a wave offering even now, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, somebody giving them a wave offering. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. Huh? Yeah, 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 God. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ooh, God, I love you today, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. That's right. That's right. That's right. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. Our soul say yes, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, 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 God. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, God. It is so, it is so, it is so. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
In the name of
the redeemed said so, God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord.
Touch your God.
Yes, God. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, ha! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Make him a greater witness, God.
Hallelujah, 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 God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on, come on, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Oh, crouch, God. They said he was sick. I mean, we
thank
prayed for the family today.
Yes,
pray
God.
Crouch and James.
Yes,
crouch.
God. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
That's
right. That's right.
Woman of God today.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Now, hallelujah. Come on with your blood, God.
Oh, you know, do it, God. Do it, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
bless
you.
Your name, God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
The name of God.
Have your way, Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. All right. All right.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
God.
You, Jesus. Thank
I
you, Jesus.
Before you
yes, God. Yes, God.
A servant would need a bindem. Hallelujah,
yes,
woman of God.
God.
We bring her before
you
today, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank cover, you.
Cover, 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 God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Cover your people, God.
Touch
Jesus.
Our spirit,
yes,
man,
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
Come on.
Yeah.
Ah. Joy, God.
Thank
in the
you,
name
thank
of
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Oh, thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Oh, bless your name, God. Bless your name. Bless your name, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, name by name, God.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Cover your soul, God.
Put you on our feet. We cast you into
Jesus. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
To a dry and inhabited place.
Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Lord. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
I'll lift
yes,
up the woman of God. Lift up Juanita Bynum. Pray
yes,
for her.
Come
thank
along.
You.
Come
hallelujah.
Along.
Pray for her.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Interrupt those yes, assignments, God, that's messing with that woman of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
That
find her, oh
God.
Yes, that's
God.
Right. That's right. That's right, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We touching the Greek, God. We touching the Greek, God.
Yes,
we touching the Greek, God. Huh?
Yes, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Oh,
bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Go in that house, God, that room, God. Somebody that's listening, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah, God. Tear down those strongholds, oh, God, to the pulling down of the strongholds from this prayer, God. Hallelujah. Let somebody get victory, God. Victory, God. Victory, victory, oh, God. Hallelujah. Let the anointing destroy that yoke, oh God. Even now, God. Even now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Do it, oh God. Do it, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. We receive it, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but glory, glory, glory. Nobody. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Nobody, 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 oh God. Oh, you've done many things, oh God. You've done private things, oh God. You've done wonderful things, oh God. Oh God, you have been a blessing, oh God. Oh, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Yes, God. Thank you. That's right, that's right, that's right. Ha! Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Hallelujah.
It's being set free. Hallelujah,
yes,
somebody is being restored.
That's right, that's right. Glory, glory, that's right, that's right, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. We are interceding for our brothers and our sisters.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
I don't know who they are, but
thank
we are interceding.
Thank you, hallelujah.
Right now.
Yes, God, yes, God. Yes, God, yes,
right
God.
Now.
Yes, God.
Somebody's putting the deliverance, needle in
deliverance,
their arm right now.
God.
Somebody's about smoking crack cocaine right now.
Right. That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
But we are praying right now that
thank
your faith fail not.
Hallelujah. Right now, God.
We praying for you
right
now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, 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 God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We touch and agree, God. Hallelujah, God.
Touch and agree, God.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Thank you, Lord.
Holy,
wonderful Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. That's right.
You already know
you
right here.
That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. That's right. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We can do all things.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Where the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. That's right, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes,
God. Thank you for your joy. Ah, God. Glory,
thank
glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your joy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for being our buckler. We thank
That's
you for
right.
being our lighter.
Hallelujah.
We
Hallelujah.
Being our in the time of storm.
Everything, 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 God. Everything, God. Everything, everything, God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Yeah.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. Everything, everything, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. God.
Bless your name. Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Thank you,
God. You're hallelujah. Moving in our midst. Hey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. That's right, Holy Ghost.
We're waiting on the Lord today.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wait upon the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God.
Thank you.
We lift you up, O God.
It shall run and not be weary. It shall walk and not.
That's what he said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
We waiting on you, Jesus.
Yes,
we're waiting on you, Lord.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Can you sing a song? Yeah, God, I don't mind waiting. I wish I could sing it. I would sing that today. Yeah, glory to God.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
All unto the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, I give myself away. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Hallelujah. I give you my hands. I give you my eyes. Hallelujah. I give you my I give you my ears. Hallelujah. I give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away. Hallelujah. Somebody giving themselves away right this second. Thank you, Jesus. I receive that Holy Ghost. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name, God. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Hallelujah. Oh, I give you my house. I give you my mind. I give you my thoughts. I give you my whole. Oh, come on, come on, come on. I give you everything, God. Hallelujah. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. These troubles are only for just a little bit, but everlasting lasts way longer than this.
Ah,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We send this spirit in every house. Amen. On this Halloween, this is God's day, God. Let this spirit reside on every street. Amen. Every house, every congregation, every mind. Hallelujah, God. Oh, bless right now, God, from this conversation, God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Give myself away.
Yes.
All right. Aha. Thank you, Lord. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Give myself away.
Yes, God.
All right. All right.
Yes, God.
All right now. Hallelujah.
Give myself away.
Give yourself to him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come on, let him know. I give myself away.
Hallelujah.
All right, all right, all right.
I give myself away.
Yes, God.
Aha. Thank you, Lord.
I give myself away.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Look at God, look at God, look at God, hallelujah. That's what it's supposed to feel like, hallelujah. That's what anointing is, huh? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give myself away.
By you.
Can you use me? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yay.
Hallelujah. 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 That's right. That's right.
Breaking this worship. Is that your voice calling me into that? that secret place with thee, my heart is longed for, yes, with thee. Anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Oh, yes, I do.
I choose to worship.
I've already made up my mind. I can't give up. Put those hands in the air and just say it with me. Come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go. Don't know, have nobody to talk to. But I made up my mind. I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming out. I'm a living witness, he'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm gonna worship.
I can't lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing me.
I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Tonight, come on, come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times.
I'm gonna worship.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. My heart is long for small moments with thee. I
amen, amen. Sister Ruby, we'll check you on tomorrow.
Okay, God bless. Everybody's off.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Prophet Davis will be with us on tomorrow. Was anybody in the chat room?
Just liberal Democrats.
Oh, okay. All right, have a great day. God bless you all.
God bless you. We close it out.